Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
To Luna Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and we are sitting in Virgo season, my friends. Have you felt the Virgo energy sweep in? I'm going to tell you a little bit about it today because we have a Virgo new moon on Friday, August 30, and we're in the middle of Virgo season. So it's been quite interesting for me. I found myself being super organized, which is a little bit like me, but feeling extra organized. And all of my friends around me who don't have Virgo in their charts are also on this like strange cleaning spree. It's been very interesting to witness. Once you start to know all of this stuff and you really kind of tap into the energy that's happening astrologically, you start to really observe it everywhere. It's quite fascinating. Anyway, let's jump in to today's episode. I actually did a bit of a Virgo season synopsis on Instagram this week. I'm not sure if you caught it. You can go and check it out on my Instagram at Jordana Levine or over in the Lunar Nights Facebook group. And in the post, I professed that I'd always had a bit of a tumultuous relationship with Virgos. And by that, I mean their nitpicky, perfectionist, highly organized and meticulous qualities totally rubbed me the wrong way. I'm so sorry, Virgos that are listening. Please keep listening. It gets better. Because what I soon realized was that they were actually holding up a big, shiny, reflective mirror to those qualities within me. You see, I have a Virgo moon. And if you don't know much about how natal charts work, there are basically like three main parts of the chart that you need to know to get a pretty bloody accurate blueprint of who you are. So the first is the sun sign, which we all know. It's where the sun was when we were born. And that's what you'll know as your star sign, sun sign, horoscope. This is reflective of how we express ourselves and how we show up in the world. Then you have your ascendant or rising. This is how others perceive you. And my sun and ascendant are exactly the same. They're both Gemini. So the way that I express myself and the way that that's perceived should be quite similar according to natal charts. But then you have your moon sign, and this is where the moon was, what sign the moon was in when you were born. This is your soul. It's how you feel and react on a soul level. And my moon sign happens to be in Virgo. So the qualities of Virgo that rubbed me the wrong way were actually super intrinsic parts of who I was. A part of me that was contradictory to how I expressed myself and how I was perceived, yet still an underlying current of who I was as a person. And for like forever, I've tried to quieten those perfectionist tendencies. I can get so frustrated with my need to be in control and to organize and analyze and plan. But what I've come to realize the deeper I dive into this and the more time I spend with my Virgo friends is that it's all about the lens that you view this stuff through, right? So I have a bunch of incredible Virgo friends, many of which are quite recent friends or friends that I've gotten closer to in the last, let's say, 12 months. It's actually funny how many of them are Virgos. It's almost like the more I start to connect with my Virgo moon side, the more I can invite Virgos into my life because I'm not so appalled by them. No, that's so not what I mean. I just, I think what they were doing was, yeah, really reflecting the sides of me that I didn't feel like I could express. And so because I used to dull them down, if I saw them in other people, it kind of turned me off a little bit. But they're actually really advantageous, and that's what I want to talk about today. My beautiful Virgo friends, they constantly dazzle me with their ability to balance their Virgo traits and express the beauty that can be found in practicality, attention to detail, and the sweet, sweet clarity and simplicity that comes from creating order, structure, and space in our lives. So with all of that in mind, let us explore this week's Virgo New Moon. The Virgo New Moon will take place on Friday, August 30 at 8:37 p.m. in Sydney, 11:37 a.m. in London, 6:37 a.m. in New York. Virgo energy above anything else likes to get shit done. And as astrological timing would have it, such is the energy of a new moon. Would you look at that? So if there are plans that you've been meaning to implement, stuff you're dying to organize, and you're looking for an efficiency injection, and I know I'm always looking for one of those, then this is the moon you're going to want to harness. The mantra for Virgo is I serve. So perhaps see how this energy can be channeled into being of service. Virgos are kind and generous and helpful humanitarians who have an innate desire to serve. And they're usually very good at it because organized, efficient, planners, etc. You get the picture. But watch that this energy doesn't lead to paralytic perfectionism. And by that I mean, and I say this because I resonate with it so much, being so struck by the need to perfect that you actually stay stuck and prevent yourself from moving forward. I'm sure there's so many of you that can relate to that. I'm so incredibly guilty of it. And I've had to really kind of, it's still a work in progress, let go of this side of my personality. And sometimes just say, I'm going to put this work out into the world that's not perfect, but it's good enough. Like it's good enough. And just be okay with that. It takes practice. There's probably a whole lot of you out there cringing going, no, I could never. But when we get stuck in perfectionism, what tends to happen is that there's no forward momentum. So that's just something to watch. Virgo is an earth sign, so this is an earth moon. And after the fiery Leo new moon we had last month, followed by the airy Aquarius full moon a couple of weeks ago, it's now time to get grounded and perform a little practical magic. Side note, how good is that movie? One of my faves. Not only is the sun in Virgo at the moment, but we also have three planets in Virgo as well. So we've got Venus, the feminine planet of love, Mars, the masculine planet of action, and Mercury, the planet of communication. And yes, it's going forward. It ain't going retrograde, but it is in Virgo, and Virgo rules Mercury. Yeah. So all of this, the sun and all three of those planets are parked in Virgo at the moment. We're being asked to step into the best version of ourselves. And so with all three planets plus the sun hanging out in Virgo, we can expect this to feel really advantageous, actually. How good's that? Yeah, it's going to feel great. The fiery, energized, and sexual nature of Mars balances out with that perfectly kind of soft, romantic energy of Venus and the communicative influence of Mercury. This energy is potentially going to make you feel more confident than Leo season, if that is even possible. Yeah. In terms of new moon intention setting, Virgo energy is what you want to be channeling to make it happen. So this month's intentions, if executed correctly, have the opportunity to well and truly manifest. And honestly, the defining factor here is the action piece. If you have joined me in the past for a Lunar Nights event or taken part in my new moon circles, there's one on Friday, this Friday, August 30, then you'll know that part of the intention setting process is the action steps that you're willing to take. This is Virgo's MO. They are doers and they do so well. They do so well. And it's because of all of those traits that used to get my goat, but only because they were doing so much better than me. So embrace the need to get organized with this new moon. If you feel a sudden urge to clean, tidy, or rearrange furniture, by all means, do it. You may feel a sudden urge to throw everything in the pantry out and fill it with nourishing and vibrant foods. You might start color coding your calendar or overhaul your exercise routine. And by all means, go with the flow. Ride the Virgo wave of productivity. But watch that you don't slip into hypercriticism of self, especially of self. Watch obsessive tendencies and don't, I repeat, do not let perfectionism paralyze you. I often get so frustrated with myself and my tendency to be perfect and control things that would probably actually benefit from me loosening the reins a little bit. And when I feel these sides of my personality taking over, I can get hypercritical of myself, Virgo moon. But the trick is not to look at these qualities as if they are a bad thing. Yeah. So you're holding on so tight because you care. But sometimes when we care too much, we smother. Yeah. And nobody likes to be smothered by perfection. Am I right? Yeah. So watch for that. Watch for that. Even if you don't have Virgo in your chart, this is the energy we're sitting under. So if you start to become obsessive with the cleaning and the organizing, just kind of take a little step back. Yeah, stop smothering yourself. Personally, I think I'm going to use this Virgo new moon energy. No, not think, I am. I'm going to use this Virgo new moon energy to get my finances in order. So I'm going to write a budget. I'm going to organize my books, which will be music to my bookkeeper's ears if you're listening, Jill. I'm going to pay my bills ahead of time. I know, I never do that. I actually pay them after they're due. So I'm not going to do that anymore. What else am I going to do? Basically, just really tangible, practical things that allow me to think clearer and take action from a space of clarity rather than kerfuffle, confusion, or chaos. So what are you going to do to make sense of your life and be of service during this new moon? If you're a Lunar Lover member, the Virgo new moon meditation this month is all about breathing through overwhelm, dropping anxiety and grounding into Mother Earth. It's the perfect medi to navigate Virgo season, but also just a beautiful meditation to download and keep for when you have those moments, and we all have them, when overwhelm and anxiety takes over. If you're not already a Lunar Lover member and you want to become one, then just click the link in the show notes or head to jordanalevine.com/Lunar Lover. And for as little as $22 a month, you get access to 2 online moon circles, guided meditations, journal prompts in line with the energy of the moon, and email reminders of when the moon changes phase. Plus, if you join today, so August 27, you actually get double content because you'll get the Medi from Leo season, which was all about courage. And then on the 28th, it'll switch to the Virgo new moon meditation, which will be all about anxiety. So Virgo new moon, how are you going to harness this energy? Here are some ideas. You could write some to-do lists and tick off tasks as you go. Sometimes it's really helpful just to get all of the clutter out of your brain and put it down in a list. If you are a chronic to-do list writer, perhaps don't start with that one. We need to let go a little bit. We need to loosen the reins. What else could you do? You could set up some really helpful self-care routines. So bringing structure to your self-care, because if you can look after yourself and your health, then you're able to be of service to other people. But first, we have to fill our own cup up. You could roll up your sleeves and clean out the fridge. I'm going to do that this week. I think that having a clean fridge space is a really beautiful way to send a message to our food to nourish us when it's hanging out in like old kale leaves and like shriveled up pieces of ginger. I say this from experience. It's not really a beautiful, nourishing environment for our food to hang out in. So that's a really fun thing you could do this Virgo season. I also highly recommend beginning a project that you've been putting off. And just remember that baby steps are the most manageable and achievable steps. So you don't have to get it all finished before Virgo season is over or get it all finished during this new moon. Just start it off, begin it. That's how we gain momentum, yeah? Shifting the energy around it. So if you are interested in having more of a chat around the Virgo new moon, I would recommend the Lunar Lover membership and coming into the Secret Lunar Lovers Facebook group where we can talk about it a little more in depth. If you want to join me on Friday for the New Moon Circle, you don't have to be a member to join. You can just join that one-off circle for $29. But becoming a Lunar Lover member enables you to come into the circle for just $22 and you also get a second one. So it's a bit more of a bargain. But whatever floats your boat. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I wish you a beautiful new moon. It's going to be a really good one. I'm super excited about it. If you would like to, I would love if you'd take a screenshot and share this episode on your Instagram stories and tag me at Jordana Levine so I can share it with all of my followers. Next week, I've got a beautiful interview lined up with a Virgo friend of mine, and we're going to talk about some of the ways we can use this Virgo energy to help run our businesses. Or just the work that we do in general. You don't have to have your own business to enjoy that episode. It's going to be really great. Until next time, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.